Section 3. Ballot Measure 120. League of Women Voters members research and write these ballot measure reports. Researchers try to verify all factual information. Using published information and asking questions of economists and others, we work diligently to ensure our reports are balanced, accurate, and fair. We strive to provide the information you need to make an informed vote. Ballot Measure 120. Oregon Transportation Bill Referendum. Certified Ballot Title. Increases fuel taxes, registration/title fees for roads, tax on wages for public transportation services. Referendum. This measure is a referendum petition on parts of House Bill 3991, 2025. Financial Impact. If Measure 120 passes, the tax revenue from House Bill 3991 that is currently on hold pending the outcome of this vote will start being collected, including increases in the gas tax, vehicle registration and title fees, and payroll tax for transit. According to Oregon's Legislative Revenue Office, those tax and fee increases are expected to raise an average of $558 million per year until 2035. If the measure fails, those sources of revenue approved in House Bill 3991 will disappear. Probable results of a yes vote. House Bill 3991 will remain intact and the state of Oregon will start collecting the taxes and fees established by that bill, which are currently on hold. Increased gas tax, vehicle registration and title fees, and payroll tax for transit. This money will support Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT, county, and city projects and operations. Probable results of a no vote. The increases in the gas tax, vehicle registration and title fees, and payroll tax approved in House Bill 3991 will be reversed, and the state of Oregon will not collect that revenue. ODOT will not have enough money to continue its current level of service, and counties and cities will lose expected funding. Background. After the legislature failed to approve transportation funding during its regular session in 2025, the governor called a special session in August 2025 focused specifically on transportation funding. The goal of the session was to pass legislation to fund ODOT, including increased distributions to counties and cities through the State Highway Fund, and avoid layoffs and service cuts. House Bill 3991 was passed by the legislature during that special session and signed into law by the governor in November 2025. The bill increased revenue through higher taxes and fees, implemented a road usage charge, repealed a tolling program, and revised taxes for diesel and weight miles. Because it was a revenue-raising bill, it required a 3/5 majority to pass. The taxes and fees that are the subject of Measure 120 were raised as follows. What follows is a description of a table. Category: gas. Old tax/fee, 40 cents per gallon. New tax/fee, 46 cents per gallon. Category: base rate for vehicle titles, except trailers and motor vehicles over 26,000 pounds. Old tax/fee, $77. New tax/fee, $216. Category: payroll tax for transit. Old tax/fee, 0.1%. New tax/fee, 0.2%. The following categories are base rates for registration fees. Passenger vehicle. Old tax/fee, $43 a year. New tax/fee, $85 a year. Category: utility or light trailer. Old tax/fee, $63 a year. New tax/fee, $105 per year. Category: mopeds and motorcycles. Old tax/fee, $44 per year. New tax/fee, $86 per year. Category: low-speed vehicles. Old tax/fee, $63 per year. New tax/fee, $105 per year. A footnote regarding this table. Base rates for title and registration fees are increased by such things as a vehicle's miles per gallon rating, whether it is an EV, and whether county fees apply. After the passage of House Bill 3991, Oregon State Senator Bruce Starr, Oregon State Representative Ed Deal, and Jason Williams of the Taxpayers Association of Oregon led a petition campaign to collect signatures to refer portions of House Bill 3991 to Oregon voters. The campaign was successful, and the petition qualified for the November 3, 2026 ballot on December 30, 2025. During the 2026 legislative session, the legislature voted to move the vote on Measure 120 to the May 19, 2026 primary election. Proposal. Ballot Measure 120, referred to the people of Oregon by petition, puts certain revenue-increasing portions of House Bill 3991 before Oregon voters. The portions of the bill that Oregonians will have a chance to vote on are the increased gas tax, vehicle title and registration fees, and payroll tax. The petitioners support a no vote, since that will reverse the revenue increases. Those who want to keep the revenue increases support a yes vote. Supporters say, the revenue from House Bill 3991 is necessary to maintain transportation services and operations and keep roads and bridges open and safe. Local governments like cities and counties rely on ODOT's funding to maintain their local streets and roads. Without this revenue, their streets and roads will deteriorate. The payroll tax is necessary to fund transit that serves people in urban and rural areas, including those who are struggling to make ends meet and are dependent on transit. Opponents say, working people and farmers can't afford the tax increases in House Bill 3991. Oregonians have the right to vote on their taxes. The state doesn't need to raise taxes to maintain Oregon's roads. There is money available, but it's not being prioritized properly.